Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, September 20th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open with S&P futures down just over 1.2% just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bonds are steady, the dollar is a bit firmer versus the euro and sterling, while Japanese yen is little changed. Oil is lower, gold is slightly softer. Asian and European equities down sharply on Monday. The path of least resistance continues to lean lower for global equities amid global growth concerns, with the immediate focus on Evergrande in China as well as commodities. On the commodity front, a surge in energy prices is getting more attention, with U.S. natural gas futures up more than 17% this month and at around double the levels from just 6 months ago. A Wall Street Journal article noted the U.S. supply has been impacted by a lack of new drilling and a series of weather events, while in Europe, demand for energy and lackluster wind power generation have thinned out gas inventories. This while Asian buyers are paying more than ever to secure deliveries of LNG. Also in commodities, iron ore futures remain in free fall, with spot prices falling 22% in just the past week and down almost 60% from May's all-time high. The sell-off appears to have intensified as Evergrande's debt situation has put scrutiny on China's real estate sector and driven concerns of a sharper downturn in property construction activity. Evergrande contagion fears continue to reverberate in Asia, with Hong Kong's property sector seeing a fall of close to 7% on Monday, as the immediate focus remains on the continuing Evergrande sell-off and risk ahead of this week's interest payments, with $84 billion due on Thursday. The firm is reportedly in discussions with banks about extending and rolling over some loans after banks were told not to expect repayments. Authorities in China are stepping up interventions, with the PBOC adding a net 100 billion yuan in liquidity on Saturday, this coming after a Friday injection that was the most since February. As far as the week ahead, investors are looking towards several central bank decisions. Wednesday's Fed meeting is looming as a near-term risk event, even though consensus is that it will wait until November for a formal taper announcement. Also on the docket, a number of central bank decisions are also due in Europe. Macro data overnight was light. German August PPI came in better than consensus. On the U.S. macro calendar, September NAHB Housing Market Index. In regulatory news, the Wall Street Journal reports ByteDance has introduced youth mode to restrict TikTok access to 40 minutes a day for Chinese users under 14 years old. And on the M&A front, Brookfield Asset Management has submitted a proposal to acquire Australia's AusNet services in a deal valuing AusNet at more than 9.5 billion Australian dollars. On the earnings front, Lennar is due to report post-close. Asian equities closed sharply lower on Monday. The rout in Hong Kong stocks continued, with the property sector seeing a fall of nearly 7%. However, the sell-off on the Hang Seng was broad-based, with no sector seeing a gain. Australia ended lower as large-cap mining stocks fell on a read-through from another fall in iron ore. Iron ore falling as much as 10% in Singapore at one point. Mainland China, Japan, Korea, and Taiwan were all closed for a holiday, with the China holiday contributing to a bit more of a spotlight on Evergrande and volatility in the region. According to Reuters, Agricultural Bank of China made some loan loss provisions for part of its exposure to Evergrande. China Minsheng Banking Corp and China CITIC Bank have also prepared to roll over some of their near-term debt obligations. Separately, Reuters reported Evergrande has begun repaying investors in its wealth management products with real estate. European markets are under pressure following the sell-off in Asia and the focus on the Evergrande situation. Investors in Europe are looking towards several central bank decisions this week, with the Bank of England, Swiss National Bank, and Norges Bank policy decisions due on Thursday. The Riksbank policy decision is due tomorrow. Thursday's BOE decision is in focus after Governor Bailey said the MPC was split on whether to raise rates in August amidst the acceleration in inflation. Also in focus in Europe, energy prices are of concern. The Financial Times reports UK's largest energy suppliers are requesting a multi-billion pound government support package amid concerns that multiple smaller challenger companies could go belly up in the coming weeks and dump potentially millions of unprofitable customers on the sector. Significant intervention may be necessary, with one possibility put forward being for the formation of a pseudo bad bank, which would take on unprofitable customers from failed suppliers. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Monday, September 20th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.